Let's go! Hello, family! Today is Monday, April 22nd. It is another day the Most High has made, and I'm your brother, Adam, with the Watchman Adam News Channel. And today, we have some huge news coming from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. You do not want to miss this. But first, we want to say thank you for tuning in with us today. And guys, if you can, could you give this video a thumbs up? And make sure you have notifications turned on so you can stay informed on all the latest end time news. Now, while we're an end time news channel, our ultimate mission is to glorify our Father, the Most High God, and His Son, Jesus. And nothing shows God's love for us more than John 3:16, in which the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Family, that is the definition of true love right there. If you agree, can I get a thank you, Jesus, for the cross in the comment section? And guys, as always, if you have any prayer requests, family, drop them in the comment section below, and we'd be honored to pray over your prayer requests. Now, family, to today's news. Let's go! Family, stick around to the end of this video for all this to come together, but we have some huge news coming from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem that's related to Passover, and guys, wait till you hear this headline. And the headlines will come from the Times of Israel on April 22nd, and this end time headline reads, 13 suspects detained for trying to sacrifice goats on Temple Mount in biblical Passover ritual. Family, we got to get into this one. Stick around to the end of this video. Lots of information here. So let's dive right into this. So, 13 people were detained near the Temple Mount in Jerusalem with lambs and goats that they intended to sacrifice for Passover, which begins today on sundown. Family, they got very close to the Temple Mount in doing this. Now, family, listen to this. In one instance, a goat was hidden inside a baby carriage. Now, if they were trying to disguise it as a baby, I'm sure that didn't work out very well. Now, while another suspect attempted to smuggle a goat onto the Flashpoint site in a reusable grocery bag. Really? That's what police are saying. Now, the suspects, aged between 13 and 21, have all been transferred for further questioning, the statement adds, and the animals were confiscated and transferred for necessary veterinary treatment. So guys, check this out. They attempted this. Now let me show you one more headline about this, and it comes from WAFA, also known as WAFA, on April 22nd, and this end time headline reads, "Calmness attempt sacrificing animals inside Jerusalem's Oscar Mosque." Now, family, check this out. WAFA, WAFA, is a Palestinian news agency, okay? I want you to listen to this article right here and see the way they have spun this story. Guys, you got to check this out. Now, family, listen to this propaganda, and when they say colonists, they're referring to Israel. Jerusalem, Sunday, April 21st, 2024, WAFA. Israeli colonists Sunday set out with goats and animals, heading towards the city of Jerusalem in preparation to gather at the point closest to Al-Aqsa Mosque in an attempt to sacrifice the animals inside on the eve of the Jewish holiday of Passover. Now, family, listen to this next part. Recently, Temple Mount groups who seek to destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque and replace it with a Jewish temple submitted an official request to the Israeli police to allow their followers to enter Al-Aqsa and sacrifice the animals inside of it. According to the beliefs of the temple groups, today and tomorrow are the days chosen for the sacrifices, especially tomorrow. Family, did you see the way these two different media outlets are reporting the story so differently? The Palestinian media WAFA is trying to say that Israel was going to go inside Al-Aqsa Mosque and do the sacrifice there. What do you guys think about that? But apparently 13 people have been detained for going to the Temple Mount to perform the Passover sacrifice. Now guys, you know in the past the Temple Institute has offered money to anyone who could go to the Temple Mount and perform the sacrifice. I haven't seen no reports of them doing it this year. If you guys have, please let me know in the comment section below. But according to the Wafa Palestinian report, they're saying that the Temple Institute once again is doing that this year. I just can't find no evidence to back that up. But of course, also family, the Palestinian news agency, they have a history of lying and stretching the truth. So who knows? Family, I'm telling you, I got a feeling it's going to be a very interesting Passover. Keep on looking up, guys. Love you guys. Thank you for watching today. And family, remember, it's 11:59 p.m. Wake up, Maranatha, Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, family, let me leave you with some good news. And the good news is, nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid your sin debt, my sin debt, everybody's sin debt on the cross. The man who never sinned paid our sin debt on the cross. Jesus did it all on the cross. Had a crown of thorns put on his head, nails in his hand, was beaten and mocked. The man who never sinned laid down his life so we may live. And the enemy thought he defeated Jesus. Because Jesus lay dead in the tomb for how long, guys? 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. But guess what? Death cannot hold our Messiah. Jesus defeated the grave. He defeated the tomb. He resurrected and ascended to go be with his Father, the Most High God. And guess what? He's coming back for us soon. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, today could be your day of salvation. Believe the gospel of Jesus. The Most High is faithful and just. He will forgive your sins, and family, that's facts. And family, thank you to everyone that helped and prayed for our outreach trip. I'm really tired today, but it went well. We got all our badges given out. And we'll be in Charlotte next week doing the same thing, so keep that trip in your prayers. And I want to let you know, I have a couple very important videos coming out here soon. One of them will be dropping this coming Thursday, so keep your eyes out for it, guys. Well, my beautiful channel family, once again, let me say thank you for watching. Don't forget, if you can, please give this video a thumbs up, share it, and guys, if you could drop a comment, we'd greatly appreciate it. YouTube, I feel, has been messing with our channel a little bit lately, guys. I'll explain that later. So if you can, share it. Help us get the word out about the channel, guys. We greatly appreciate it. And if it's your first time here, or if you haven't subscribed yet, consider subscribing and joining our channel family. Because you see, here on this channel, you guys are more than a number. You guys are loved and appreciated, and we pray for you guys on a daily basis. And once again, any prayer requests, family, just drop them in the comment section below, and your prayer request will be prayed over. And also, family, I want to give a special thank you to all our channel members. Guys, thank you for the support. It means the world to us. Thank you so much. We love you guys. We love everybody on this channel. Guys, you mean the world to us. Thank you for everything. And family, if you make a donation to what we do here at the Watchman Adam News Channel, we have ways you could do so. Check the description box below or look at your screen right here. That's donation links. But family, please pray about it first. And as always, guys, the biggest form of support we can get from you guys is you guys' prayers, and we appreciate your prayers so much. Well, family, till next time, Brother Watchman Adam signing out in 3, 2, 1. I love you, and remember, let's go Arpazzo. Take care, guys, and keep on looking up.